Tonight on the Worldview Report, the tech industry is in free fall, laying off thousands of employees across America. We'll explain why. A controversial bill in California would force parents to affirm their child's gender transition or face charges, and it could soon be signed by the governor of California. Is your automobile spying on you? A new study suggests that if your car is connected to the internet, it's scooping up some of the most private details of your life, often turning it over to third parties. Joe Biden moves to curtail drilling on public lands, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams goes on the record with a stunning admission about how migrants are affecting the city. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with a report on technology and the technology industry eliminating thousands of jobs. Fox Business reports that Roku is cutting 10% of its workforce and curbing hiring plans in an effort to lower expenses. That's what the company said Wednesday in a regulatory filing. The video streaming company laid out a series of cost-cutting measures that it says will bring down its annual headcount expense growth rate. In addition to job cuts, which will impact about 300 employees, the company also plans to consolidate its office space, conduct a strategic review of its content portfolio, and reduce outside service expenses. Roku is among several tech companies that have implemented workforce cuts. Amazon, Google, parent company Alphabet X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, parent Meta, Microsoft, Dell, and Zoom. Well, they have all announced cuts. They've announced layoffs, all in an effort to streamline operations. In fact, the latest round of layoffs marked the third time Roku cut jobs within the past year. In November of 2022, it cut 200 positions in the U.S. in order to lower its headcount expenses by a projected 5%. 3 months later, the company laid off another 200 employees. The company expects to record between $45 million and $65 million in charges related to the latest workforce reduction, mostly due to costs associated with severance and benefits. A controversial bill in California that would force parents to affirm their child's gender transition or face charges of child abuse passed on the state Senate floor the other night, last week. Bill 957, titled Family Law Gender Identity, it passed California's State Assembly on May 3rd. But far-left Democrat State Senator Scott Weiner of San Francisco later added an amendment that makes the bill even more radical. As amended by Weiner, the bill would change the state's standard for judging the well-being of a minor to, quote, include a parent's affirmation of the child's gender identity as part of the health, safety, and welfare of the child, end quote. After the bill passes the Senate, which it has now done, the Assembly will need to agree to amend the Senate attached. The bill will then head to the desk of Governor Gavin Newsom, who will likely sign it because he has been pushing radical gender politics, well, during his entire tenure. The bill could make parents guilty of child abuse if they refuse to affirm their child's gender confusion by failing to use his or her preferred pronouns, agreeing to have their child treated with chemical puberty blockers, or agreeing to surgeries. And of course, parents in California are livid. Even some teenagers are voicing their outrage. Here is Max Bonilla, a young independent journalist from Sacramento, speaking his mind. Watch this.
Do you guys remember that bill that would call you a child abuser if you refuse to transition your child according to their will. Like if they chose to be the gender opposite of what they are and you refuse to go along with that, you would be called a child abuser. Yeah, well, guess what? That bill just passed in our California State Senate. Here's the vote tally. We just received confirmation. This bill will now be heading back to our state assembly because it was amended by Senator Scott Wiener to include that in the bill. Now, the bill initially said that if there was a court dispute, you know, custody, for example, and there were two parents, you know, one wanted to affirm their child's quote unquote chosen gender and the other one did not want to do that, it would just weaponize the court system so that the judge would side with the parent that did want to go along with that so-called gender affirmation model. So yeah, basically it heads back to the state assembly, then it goes to the governor for the signature if they end up passing it there, which I have almost no doubt that they will end up doing that. It is just so disheartening to see how our legislators do not care about our families or the family unit.
Under Section 3011 of California's Family Code, California courts would be given complete authority to remove a child from a parent's home if parents disapprove of LGBTQ ideology. Under the definition change, which, by the way, constitutes the, quote, health, safety, and welfare of a child, end quote, schools and other organizations interacting with children would be required to affirm, quote, gender transitions, end quote, or risk criminal prosecution. So not only could you lose the custody of your child, you could face criminal prosecution. In our broadcast last week, we told you about how a major gun safe manufacturer, Liberty Safe, is turning over personal access codes of its customers to the FBI upon request. Well, tonight, we have a story in that same vein. Only this time, it's automobile makers who are working with the government to data mine you, motorists. Vehicle manufacturers are now tracking and storing your personal data inside the car's computers. Even things like sexual activity and sexual orientation and your unique genetics can be scooped up by the car companies and turned over to third parties. The Wine Press reported on how vehicles are becoming more and more invasive in what they're collecting on drivers and passengers. Vehicle owners do not have direct access to the internal data collected by their cars. Only the dealer and the manufacturer have access to this often very personal data. In fact, last month, private third-party inspector, the Mozilla Foundation, reviewed the privacy policies of 25 car makers and found some rather interesting things buried in the fine print. The foundation found that Nissan's privacy policy was one of the worst. The group wrote, quote, "We're not going to mince words here. They stink at privacy. They are probably the worst car company we reviewed," and that says something because all car companies are really bad at privacy, end quote. Nissan explicitly states in its privacy policy page that pretty much everything about you is up for grabs. They claim ownership of it all, writing, quote, "Sensitive personal information, including driver's license number, national or state identification number, citizenship status, immigration status, race, national origin, religious or philosophical beliefs, sexual orientation, sexual activity, precise geolocation, health diagnosis data, and genetic information," end quote. The foundation, well, they recently published a report entitled, quote, "Privacy Not Included," end quote, stating that the automobile industry is easily the worst category they have reviewed when it comes to privacy. The foundation found that 84% of car brands share and sell the personal data they collect, with a little over half of them stating they can sell this data directly to the government or police simply by them issuing a, quote, "informal request," end quote. In fact, 92% of the brands reviewed do not allow customers to delete this data, with Renault being the only exception. The foundation, well, they placed Nissan, Hyundai, Kia, and Tesla at the bottom of the list. Also noting that six car companies say they can collect your, quote, "genetic information," end quote, or, quote, "genetic characteristics." end quote. The Biden regime announced that it would prohibit drilling on 13 million acres of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. Furthermore, the administration is canceling all drilling leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Biden said in a statement, quote, "We have a responsibility to protect this treasured region for all ages. Canceling all remaining oil and gas leases issued under the previous administration in the Arctic Refuge and protecting more than 13 million acres in the Western Arctic will help preserve our Arctic lands and wildlife while honoring the culture, history, and enduring wisdom of Alaska natives who have lived on these lands since time immemorial," end quote. Well, the regime of Biden has just empowered Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the rest of OPEC, which just announced last week that the cut in production that is driving the price at American pumps will continue through the end of this year. Benchmark Brent crude traded Tuesday above $90 a barrel after trading at $75 to $85 per barrel for the last year. Holly Hopkins, a vice president at the American Petroleum Institute, stated, quote, "Today's announcement sets a concerning precedent for the future of oil and natural gas leasing on federal lands," end quote. Hopkins said Biden was sending, quote, "mixed signals," end quote, about drilling in the United States. Rick Moran, writing for PJ Media, says, quote, "Indeed, Joe Biden has been talking out of both sides of his mouth on oil drilling. Remember last summer when he accused the oil companies of price gouging and not drilling for oil fast enough. Now that he needs environmentalists to get behind him for his reelection, he's changing his tune and his policy." The Alaska Development Corporation, well, they have already said they will be taking the Interior Department to court. And given the massive amount of oil we're talking about here, 11 billion barrels of crude, well, you can be sure other parties will join that suit as well. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has gone on the record saying the migrant crisis, if it continues much longer, will, quote, destroy, end quote, New York City. Speaking to furious residents at a town hall meeting on Wednesday of last week, the Daily Mail reports that Mayor Adams admitted he doesn't see a solution to the problem as he slammed the lack of help from Joe Biden. He stated, quote, "Let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City," end quote. A former top cop, well, he grew emotional as he talked about buses of migrants arriving on a near daily basis, with over 10,000 arriving every month. Upwards of 110,000 are littered across the metro. And Adams' office has estimated the issue will cost New York City $12 billion over the next 3 years. Here's Adams addressing the problem. Watch this.
New at 11 now, Mayor Adams more passionate than we've seen about the asylum seeker crisis. As more buses arrived at Port Authority today, the mayor says the city is severely impacted by the influx of migrants. Speaking at a town hall meeting tonight on the Upper West Side, the mayor said that he doesn't see an end to this problem as the city is not getting enough support from the federal government.
This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City.
The mayor says the city currently supporting 110,000 asylum seekers that have arrived in the five boroughs since April of 2022.
Well, Mayor Adams is concerned that without an off-ramp, the migrant situation could soon reach a boiling point as furious protesters have clashed on the streets of the five boroughs while more migrants are left homeless by the limited housing available in that city. But isn't this the goal? Chaos in our major cities? That's the red-green axis, folks. create as much chaos in America in as much areas as you can before the Red-Green Axis goes to war. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Before we continue with the news tonight, let me remind you, we are brought to you by you. We are a listener-supported program, and we thank you for supporting our broadcast by making a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. Think of us as your conservative alternative to National Public Radio or National Public Television that brings in hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Plus, they get government money. We do not get government money. And we don't have some big, huge benefactor paying our bills. Okay? We're brought to you by you. And one way you can support us is by making a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com. In fact, you can set up a monthly contribution there if you would like to do so. And we would ask that you do that. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors so we know that we have our necessary budgets met for each month of operation. We could put all of our programming behind a paywall and make everybody pay for it with a subscription, but we don't want to do that. We want to push our programming out to all kinds of people. And we are carried by, obviously, Lindell TV, WorldviewTube.com, Brighteon, Band.video, VCY America, all kinds of outlets carry us, and we let them carry us because we want to provide, well, a ministry, really, a public service and a ministry, helping people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, and that includes the news broadcast you're watching right now. So thank you for your support to keep this broadcast going. It takes a team of about 7 of us, 15 man hours a day to put it all together. WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Thank you. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll also find our phone number if you prefer to make a contribution over the phone. The National Pulse reports that Megyn Kelly regrets getting vaccinated and boosted, saying she doesn't think she needed it. And a doctor who is leading in his field believes that an autoimmune condition she developed recently could have been caused by the shot. Here is Megyn Kelly talking about her regrets in getting jabbed.
I regret getting the vaccine, even though I'm a 52-year-old woman, because I don't think I needed it. I think I would have been fine. I'd got COVID many times, and it was well past when the vaccine was doing what it was supposed to be doing. And then for the first time, I tested positive for an autoimmune issue at my annual physical. And I went to the best rheumatologist in New York, and I asked her, do you think this could have to do with the fact that I got the damn booster and then got COVID within 3 weeks? And she said, yes, I wasn't the only one she'd seen that with.
A peer-reviewed study published by the Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute, or MDPI, in May, found that people injected with 2 or more doses of mRNA-based COVID vaccines had, quote, abnormally high levels of LG4, which has been linked to a group of fibroinflammatory diseases that affect a variety of tissues, resulting in a tumor-like effect and or organ dysfunction. That's what the study said. The study also found that repeat vaccination, quote, could promote unopposed SARS-CoV-2 infection and replication by suppressing natural antiviral responses, end quote, and, quote, autoimmune diseases and cancer growth, and autoimmune myocarditis in susceptible individuals, end quote. In other news, former President Donald Trump told former Michigan gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon in a recent podcast interview that pharmaceutical companies have a, quote, obligation to be honest, end quote, about vaccine side effects and should disclose all relevant data on vaccine injuries. Trump and Dixon discussed a range of issues in an episode on the Tudor Dixon podcast. That was last week. Their topics range from corruption allegations against Joe Biden, the claims of weaponization of the federal agencies against the former president. Quote, this is the most corrupt president in history, end quote. That's what Trump said, referring to Biden before adding, quote, and the most incompetent. It's pretty incredible, end quote. Trump said the various criminal charges levied against him are attempts to interfere in the 2024 election. Dixon asked about Joe Biden's announcement to fund a new COVID-19 vaccine, saying, quote, he wants everyone to get this vaccine. And we're hearing about a lot of complaints from vaccine injured. To say a lot is an understatement, end quote. Well, indeed, there have been reports linking spike protein-based COVID vaccines to skin problems, a dull ringing in the ears, visual impairments, blood clotting, heart attacks, and of course, death. Studies, well, they have revealed a number of other issues affecting vaccinated children. In fact, one recent study published in the journal Frontiers, well, it shows that mRNA-based vaccines reduce children's immune responses to other infections, making them more prone to getting sick after coming into contact with other pathogens. Another study published by Circulation, it showed that some children who experienced heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccination had scarring on their hearts just months later. Dixon asked Trump about vaccine data transparency, citing reports of various adverse events, including heart inflammation and blood clots. She said, quote, numerous pharmaceutical companies have refused to release their data on vaccine side effects, but we've seen cases of myocarditis, blood clots, and heart attacks. They're all increasing. The research has never been released, end quote. So she then asked if Trump would, quote, demand that the vaccine companies, that the pharmaceutical companies release their vaccine data to the public so that we can see what they're actually seeing about the side effects of this vaccine, end quote. Trump replied by saying pharmaceutical companies, quote, should do that, end quote, adding that, quote, we're all in this together and they should be doing that, end quote. Former Trump advisor Dr. Peter Navarro was convicted on September 7th of criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena issued by Congresswoman Liz Cheney's unconstitutional January 6th committee. Navarro did not comply with the subpoena because he said Trump told him to assert executive privilege. The jury convicted Navarro on two counts of contempt after deliberating for 4 hours. NBC News reported, quote, the two counts each carry a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 1 year in prison, in addition to a maximum fine of $100,000, end quote. Navarro faced two contempt counts, one for his failure to produce documents demanded by the committee, and the other for failing to show up for a subpoenaed testimony before the House investigators. According to Navarro, the feds put him in leg irons and threw him in a cell last year. Navarro said to reporters after his arrest last summer, quote, they intercepted me getting on the plane, and then they put me in handcuffs. They bring me here. They put me in leg irons. They stick me in a cell, end quote. Watch this.
Put forward to her. Instead, without his consultation, another violation of the rules, she put on Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who I argue in the civil suit obviously have score settling and axes to grind. These are ultra vires, unenforceable, unlawful subpoenas, and that committee should never have been formed. I blame, as much as I blame Pelosi and Schiff and Raskin. I also blame Kevin McCarthy. He knew right at the outset that they were breaking the rules, and he didn't stand up right then. And shame on Kevin McCarthy. Now he's got his own subpoena. It'd be interesting to see whether they hold him in contempt, whether he winds up over here. I doubt it. Okay.
Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. We all know that our republic, our constitutional system, has been turned upside down. And now we have to fend for our very lives while watching an assorted group of clowns actually try to get more control over us and destroy what is left of our republic. Frontline America noted that Mike Pence is proudly promoting a clip in which he literally comes across as a clown actor trying to claim credit for Donald Trump's foreign policy successes. The defining moment came during an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News. By the way, how appropriate. As Fox and Hannity, well, they have played along with the deep state political games for years. We all know that. Serving as what we and others have called controlled opposition. Mike Pence, who is running for president as, quote, the most qualified, end quote, human on the planet to lead Americans, he appeared on Fox and actually had the audacity to brag about what our administration did. That would be the administration of President Donald J. Trump. Yes, he really went there, folks. The very man, Pence himself, he has done everything in his power to destroy this country, destroy that administration. That's what I believe, and many do. And now, when it's convenient, he claims credit for Trump's successes. So here, watch this amazing moment of Mike Pence making a fool of himself right there in public, right there on Fox News. Watch this.
Way Joe Biden.
Sean, the Russians would have never invaded Ukraine.
I agree with
because
that.
We'd have never had that disastrous result. We got to have leadership to stand strong on the world stage. And this is an important debate. It's just now beginning. Labor Day is behind us. The Republican primary is getting started. But I want people to know that I'm the most qualified, the most proven, the most tested conservative in this field. And I'm going to fight for a Republican Party that's grounded in those timeless conservative principles.
We'll see you out at the Reagan Library, if not sooner. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, there you go. I think it speaks for itself. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for your support at WVWFoundation.com. Also, don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. It starts on Friday night, October 20th. Keynote speakers live in person include Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Rebecca Walzer, Todd Benzman, Colonel John Mills. What a lineup. Full details are at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. You can also use our phone number that you'll find on that page if you prefer to secure your tickets over the phone or ask questions. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.